today's daf is Ayin, but we'll start from the bottom of Samech Tes Amud Beis. So we left off by the two dafs yesterday. So the Mishnah said, Hayodea Iker Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that if somebody knows the essence of Shabbos, I'm just going to read to you the rest of the Mishnah. Ba'asam Allah bless you. Ba'asam Allah was harbe. Bless you. Ba'asam Allah was harbe b'Shabbos os harbe. Bless you. And a person performed many malachos over many Shabbosos, then chayev al kol Shabbos to Shabbos. In that case, a person is chayev one karbon chatos for each and every Shabbos. Okay, so says the Gemara. How do we know this? Amrav Nachman, Amrav Barabua, Trei Kroy Ksivi. There are two psukim. One pasuk says, "Bishamru bnei Yisrael es haShabbos." So one pasuk says the Jewish people will go ahead and keep the Shabbos. Uksiv ve'es Shabbososai tishmoru, and the Torah says, "Keep my Shabbosos," plural. So the Gemara says, "Haketzad." So what's the pshat? So the Gemara says, look at Rashi for just a moment. Minahani mili, shiyish mechalo b'shabbosos harbe, v'chayiv achas al kulon. How do we know that there's a situation of a person who violates multiple shabbosos and is chayiv one chatos for every Shabbos? V'yish mechalolin, excuse me, how do we know that there's a concept of a person who violates multiple shabbosos and is chayiv only one chatos in totality? Remember, that was the first case. That was the first case of the Mishnah, of kol ha-shocheach ikur Shabbos va'asam alachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe enu chayiv alachatos achas. Right, so the first case of the person who mamish doesn't know Shabbos at all, a person like that is only chayiv one chatos for all of the Shabbosos and all of the malachos they did. Case number two is a person who knows ikur Shabbos is chayiv one chatos per Shabbos. So the Gemara is minahani mili, how do we know this distinction? So the Gemara says again one more time, the Gemara says, v'shom b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos, take a look at Rashi. Dikra kama chados shabbosu. Dichoshiv mashma she'eno makbid ela ala achos. V'hocha ksiv es shabbososai. Akulu kapit v'lo masro ela lechachamim lehodiyon misvara. Hay b'shochach ikur shabbos dechadosh gagahu. V'hay b'shocheach shayom shabbos avayode ikur shabbos dikla neymar yom shvein sayidiyah. So we'll say, listen to this. Sigmar wants to suggest the following. When the Torah says, v'shom b'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbos, where the Torah makes the essence of Shabbos about a Shabbos singular, that's referring to the case of ha-shocheach ikur shabbos. A person didn't know the essence of Shabbos. They did not know the v'shom b'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbos. And therefore what? Even though they violated multiple Shabbosos, many malachos, because they did not know about the Shabbos, they're chayiv once. As opposed to the second case of hayodea ikur Shabbos, a person knows the essence of Shabbos, but as we saw again yesterday, they don't know the concept, whatever it is that they're forgetting, whether they don't know the concept of malacha, or they don't know about the nature of the punishment, either way, they're chayiv in that case for what? Every single Shabbos, and that's es Shabbososai, plural, Shabbososai tishmoru. So the Gemara said the following. The Gemara says, "Hakitzad, b'shom b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos, shmira achos l'shabbosos harbe." The Torah says you will keep the Shabbos. That refers to one shmira for many Shabbosos. That's case number one in the Mishnah, where you forgot Iker Shabbos, and therefore you're only going to be chayiv one chatos for all of the Shabbosos you violated. There's Shabbososai tishmoru. When the Torah says you will keep the Shabbosos, shmira achos l'chol Shabbos u'Shabbos. That refers to the case of hayodea Iker Shabbos, where that a person again is obligated one chatos for each and every Shabbos. The Gemara says the following. So Nachman Yitzchok says, I think the opposite is true. Look at Rashi. Ipcha mistabra, v'shomu b'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbos, mashma shmira Shabbos, l'shabbos achos, ve'es Shabbososai tishmoru, beis Shabbosos, ve'eno masir, Ela al shmira achos. So comes along the Nachman Bar Yitzchak and he says, I think you should use the psukim just the opposite. That v'shomu b'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbos, that refers to what? That should refer to the second case of the Mishnah of hayodea ikur Shabbos, where a person is then chayiv for each and every Shabbos. The es Shabbososai tishmoru refers to a situation where a person violates many Shabbosos, but what? Will only be chayiv once. That teaches us that you're chayiv the shmira for every single Shabbos. So therefore, if I know Iker Shabbos, then I will be chayiv for each and every week, one chatos for each and every week. And when the Torah says the plural Shabbos, tishmoru, shmira achos l'shabbos harbe. That refers to one shmira for multiple Shabbos, which is the first case in the Mishnah, where a person does not know Iker Shabbos, therefore you only chayiv one chatos for multiple violations. So Rebbe is saying, the point is, the bottom line from the Gemara, whichever version you want to take, is the Gemara is learning out these two cases really from these two psukim. The fact that the Torah speaks about Shabbos in two different ways, in the singular and in the plural, indicates that there are two different levels of violation of Shabbos. There are, of course, more, but for our purposes today, there are two. There is the level of where a person is going to be chayiv the chatos for each and every Shabbos, right? And there's one case of multiple chatos for multiple Shabbosos. The machlokes, and we agree that both of those obligations or liabilities come from these two psukim. The machlokes is just what? Which pasuk can line up with which case? Fine. Hayodea shu Shabbos. So remember again, this was the next case in the Mishnah. I'll just read it to you. This was Hayodea shu Shabbos. A person knows that it's Shabbos. V'osa melachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe. So a person knows Shabbos, knows that it's Shabbos, and did many melachos on many Shabbosos. Chayiv al kol av melacha u'melacha. In this case, Rebbe Ossai, a person knows that it's Shabbos, but he clearly doesn't know again that the melachos that he's engaging in are aser. So in this case, he's chayiv for every av melacha on every Shabbos that he commits. Or every amalach that he commits on each Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Maishna Reisha u'maishna Seifa. What is the beginning, what is its distinction, says Rashi, of the Reisha, the first case, and the Seifa? Now what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi. Tap Rashi on Ayin. Maishna Reisha, the Shigigas Shabbos, the Zodon Melachos, lo mechayiv ela achos, l'chol Shabbos. So we'll say again, in the previous case, Shocheach Iker Shabbos, right? This was the immediate case beforehand. Hayodei Iker Shabbos va'asa malachos harbei. So the halach is rechayu for each and every Shabbos. So what's the distinction between that case and Seifa, Rashi says, the Zodon Shabbos v'shigas malachos chayva kol malacha u'malacha. So the Gemara is asking, why is it that the previous case that we just spoke about before has capped your liability at one chatas per Shabbos, where now in this case, halacha l'maaseh, you're chayiv for every single av melacha. To which the Gemara says, Omer Rav Safra, kan miyedias Shabbos hu poresh, v'kan miyedias melacha hu poresh. So Rav Safra says, because everything depends on why it is that a person would stop the activity that they're currently engaged in. Here, a person stops sinning. I'm not going to use the word sinning, but we'll say violating. A person stops violating because of an awareness, a knowledge of Shabbos. And here, a person stops violating because of an awareness of Malacha. What does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. Kan miyediyas Shabbos hu porish. Reisha, ki amri le Shabbos hu porish min ha-malacha. U'makir shechata. Ve'al kachu mevi karban hilchach shigagas Shabbosi. Ve'al ha-Shabbosi tzarech lahavi. I will say, in the case of where a person did not know it was Shabbos, I didn't know it was Shabbos. So what happens? I know what the Malacha was, but the reason I'm doing this is I didn't know it's Shabbos. So when I tell him that it's Shabbos, what does he do? He stops. So what is it ultimately that causes him to stop doing Malacha? His knowledge of Shabbos. Therefore, his liability is related to the fact that he didn't know that it was Shabbos. And therefore, the chatas reflects that. So he doesn't bring a chatas for every malach. Instead, what does he do? He brings a chatas for his lack of Shabbos awareness. However, look at the next Rashi. Kan yidias malachu suporish ki amri le Shabbos hu lo parish. But in our case that we just saw over here, when you tell him that it's Shabbos, he doesn't stop violating the malachas. Why? Because he doesn't know that they're malachas. Therefore, the hanam yodea, but he knows it's Shabbos. V'chi amri le malacha chashuva hizo. Parish, Abba, in this case, the Mishnah, where what? A person knows that it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know that what he's doing is a malacha. So when you tell him about the malacha, so you tell him, well, stop doing A. Okay, stop doing because it's a malacha. Okay, there's a chiyuv chatos, stop the malacha. When you tell him, stop doing B, C, D, and E. When you tell him, action, 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 stop doing because it's a malacha, then he stops. Therefore, his liability is what? is related to the fact that he has now a malacha awareness. So a case number one, which is really case number two in the Mishnah, where he didn't know it was Shabbos, when you tell him that it's Shabbos, he stops doing all this stuff, and therefore again, his liability is related to his Shabbos, or it's one chatos. In this case, his liability is related to his malacha awareness, and therefore, he has a chatos for each and every malacha. So the Gemara says the following, Amar li Rav Nachman, klum parish mishabbos, ela mishum malachos, uklum parish mimalachos, ela mishum shabbos. So Rav Nachman says, I hear what you're saying, but the problem is, you can't really separate these concepts. Right? At the end of the day, says Rav Nachman, does anyone separate from Shabbos only because it's malacha? I'm sorry, is there anyone who separates because of Shabbos and not because of malacha? Or is there anyone that separates from malacha not because it's Shabbos? You know, both say, Rav Nachman is saying to separate conceptually between Shabbos and malacha is a strange thing, because Shabbos is malacha and malacha is Shabbos. Ela Amar Rav Nachman, Harban Bechayiv Rachmana Amai, Ashkaga. So Rav Nachman says simpler, why does the Torah require a chatos in these cases? Because the person was a shogeg. Hasam chada shkaga, hacha tuva shkaga savyon. Therefore says Rav Nachman, the distinction is how many shkagos are involved over here. Look at Rashi. Klum parish mishabis, dechi ode shabisu, hikir shechata ala malachos, uklum parish malachos, klum aide yidias malachos. Ela mishum Shabbos dechi amru lei malachos min haki hein hikir shechilu Shabbos. So Rav Nachman says that halacha lemaisa, at the end of the day, it's hard to distinguish between a Shabbos awareness and a malacha awareness, because the truth is they're really one and the same. So what is the distinction? The distinction, says Rav Nachman, is the number of shkagos that you have engaged in. In case number one in the Mishnah, your shkaga was legabe Shabbos, therefore there was one shogeg. Therefore, Shigiga Shabbos brings one chatos. In this case over here, you had multiple shkagos corresponding to the malachos, and therefore bring multiple chatos. Chayiv akol malacha malacha. So again, remember, this is going on in the same case of the Mishnah. Chayiv akol av malacha malacha. This is the person who knows Shabbos, did many malachos over many Shabbosos. He's chayiv on every av malacha. Says the Gemara, Chiluk malachos minalan. How do we know this? Now we'll say, Chiluk malachos minalan. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Shegufei malachos mischalkim lechatos, va'af api shebehe'elam echad. Now the case over here is the following, where a person goes like this. The Mishnah teaches us that if a person violates multiple malachos, that he's chayiv achatos for each malacha. So the Gemara says, where do we know that from? Where do we know that from? Of a chiluk malachos, that each malacha is treated separately and independently. So the Gemara says the following: Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra, mechaleleha mos yumas. So comes along Shmuel and says the pasuk, because the Torah says mechaleleha mos yumas. Those who violate it, mos yumas. Ripsa to ripsa misos harbe achilul echos. So the Gemara says, you see from here that now what is Shmuel picking up on? Shmuel's picking up on the double lashon of mos yumas. Why does it say mos yumas? That's coming to allude to a multiple liabilities for multiple acts. So Ripsa Torah, the Torah has enumerated many misos for one chilul. Now what does it mean, one chilul? One chilul means that you could be violating Shabbos or these multiple acts in one window of lapse of awareness, or one window of Shabbos unawareness. So I didn't know it was Shabbos. And let's say over the course of 2 hours of not knowing it's Shabbos, I violate the 10 av malachos. So the Gemara says the fact that it says mechalaleh, those who violate it, most you must, indicates that there are multiple, you could be chayiv multiple times for different malachos. So the Gemara says, 1 second, habmezit ksiv. But that word most you must, this pasuk is talking about intentional violation. So how, we're talking about shogeg, to which the Gemara says, im eino inyan lemezit, if you don't need it for mezid. Now, why would I need this for mezid? Because what does the Torah say? Kala ose melacha yumas. The Torah already explicitly says that if you go in and you violate Shabbos intentionally, that carries with it a death penalty. So I don't really need another pasuk to teach me that I'm chayiv misa by intentional violation of Shabbos. Therefore, tenei inyan l'shogeg. Therefore, I could apply this pasuk to shogeg, and I will say the double lashon of most yumas indicates that there's a concept of being chayiv for multiple malachos that are committed on Shabbos. Umay yumas, but still we're stuck on this. How could yumas possibly refer to shogeg? Listen to this. Yumas b'mamon. It means we will kill you financially. What does that mean? Most yumas. So b'mamon la'afushe karbanos. It means that it's gonna drain your resources. We'll say, remember, this is something we don't appreciate as much. If you want to speak about the greatest deterrent to sin, what's the greatest deterrent to sin? If it's going to cost you money, right? Think about it. If you unintentionally violated Shabbos, you had to bring a sheep. I don't know how much sheep were at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but a sheep, mamish a whole sheep. I'm not talking about like a lamb shop. A sheep, I mean, you have to mamish a whole sheep. But that's not pashut. If you think about this, if you think this for just a moment, part of the reason why it's harder for us to rein in on Averis is because the truth is, we don't really have any immediate repercussions, right? No lightning bolts come down. It's not the HaKadosh Baruch Hu words. So the truth is, it doesn't cost us anything. But imagine with the Beis HaMikdash, every single time I commit an Avera, I have to bring a carbon. It's an amazing thing. So therefore, the Gemara says, most yumas refers to, again, the financial debt, because if I violated multiple malachos, I'm going to have to bring multiple carbonos. But why don't we learn out this notion of chiluk malachos? So what's a chiluk malachos means that each malacha is separate from the next in terms of carbon liability. That I'll be chayiv a carbon for each and every malacha. So why don't we learn this out from where Rabbi Nosson learned it out? Where did Rabbi Nosson learn it? Desanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer, lo seva'aru esh b'chomo shoseichem yom ha-shabbos. Torah says you shall not kindle a fire in all of your dwellings on Shabbos. Now, why does the Torah need to say this? And I will say, the reason why it's asking why does it need to say this, because the Torah has already told us, lo sa'aseh kol malacha. Torah already told us you can't do any malacha. And we know that fire is included in that, because anything that was done in the creation of the Mishkan is asur on Shabbos. So I already know that I can't kindle a fire. I already know I can't do malacha. So if I can't do malacha, why does the Torah have to come along and single out that I can't kindle a fire in my house on Shabbos? Talmud Lomar, Ma Talmud Lomar, Lefi Shene'emar Vayakel Moshe Es Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Eila Hadvari. Since the Torah told us that what? That Moshe gathered the entire Jewish people and told them, Vayomer Aleim Eila Hadvari, these are the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded you, so watch this. Sheshes yomim ta'asem melocha. So remember, Moshe Rabbeinu gathers the people. This is right after they finished fabricating the Mishkan. And Moshe tells them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us regarding Shabbos. Sheshes yomim ta'asem melocha. Watch this, Moshe. This is an amazing drasha. Dvorim hadvorim eila hadvorim eilo shloshim v'teisha melocha shenem l'moshe misinai. So this is amazing. So Rabbi Nosson says, you want to see an allusion to the 39 malachos? So watch this. Dvarim, right, when it says Moshe gathered them, and he told them, Ilah HaDvarim, he told them these things. Now Dvarim, at a minimum, means what? Two. HaDvarim, right, it's coming to enumerate something additional, is an additional one. That's three. Ela, the numerical value of Ela is 36. 36 plus 3 is 39. Says Rabbi Nosson, first of all, I just want to tell you something. Very, very, very rarely do you see drashas like this in the Gemara. Very rarely. So it's fascinating that it's here. This is not going to be the proof text for the 39 malachos, but nevertheless, you see what the Gemara is going to do with this. So Rabbi Nosson wants to say there is just a scriptural allusion to the 39 malachos, Ela 36, Hadvarim 2. Hadivarim, an additional 139 malachos. Elush Losh Imitation Malachos Shnemer LeMoshe B'Sinai. These are 39 malachos that Moshe was given at Har Sinai, that Moshe was now transmitting to the people after going ahead and building the Mishkan. So the Gemara says, Yochol Asan Kulam Behelam Echad Eino Chayiv Ela Achos. I might have thought that if you did them all at once, you should only be Chayiv once. Right? Let's say I committed all, it's been a busy Shabbos, I committed all 39 malachos. Right, in one lapse of awareness, meaning in one forgetfulness of Shabbos, I might have thought that I'm only chayiv once. Talmud Lomar becharish ubakatzir tishbos. Therefore, the Torah comes along and says that what becharish with your plowing, becatzir with your reaping, you should go ahead and tishbos. You should cease. It's interesting enough, Rabbi Osai, the fact that the Torah singles out becharish ubakatzir tishbos. Why do you have to say that? that's included in the 39 malachos. So it's including kol malacha lo sasa. Why is it here? It must only be here to teach us what? The fact that the Torah singles it out indicates that shechayiv for each and every act that you commit on Shabbos. Va'adayim ani omer, but I can still say, al harisha va'al haktzira chayiv shtayim, va'al kulon eno chayiv ela achos. But I could still make the argument that maybe it's only harisha and ktzira, maybe it's only plowing and reaping, that I'm chayiv for as individual malachos, for whatever reason the Torah singled them out. But for everything else, even if I commit a multiple malachos, I'm only going to be chayiv once. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, lo sivaru ish. Therefore, the Torah comes along and says, you may not kindle a fire on Shabbos. Havara bichlal haisa. Havara, the act of kindling, was included in the general concept of kol malacha lo sasa. The lama yosisa, so why does the Torah single it out? Lahakish elah, to compare all of the other malachos to havara. V'lo malacha, ma havara shi av malacha, v'chayovin aleh bifmei atzmo. Just like havara, kindling, is an av malacha, and you are chayiv for it. If you violate it unintentionally, you're chayiv bechatas for it. Af koshu av melacha chayavin alei bifnei atzma. So to anything else that is an av melacha, you are chayiv for it as a separate entity. Shabbos, what comes out is the following. The way we really learn out the concept of chiluk melachos, of the fact that each melacha is reckoned independently and treated separately, is from Havara. Torah didn't have to state Havara separately. Havara would have just been learned out of lo sasa kol melacha. The fact that the Torah singles it out is to serve as a paradigmatic example that each melacha is treated separately, and each melacha carries within an independent chiyuv chatos. So the Gemara says, Shmuel savrala, Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel, on the other hand, is like Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Da amar havara lilav yatzasa. So interesting enough, Rabbi Yossi holds that the reason why havara was singled out was to treat it differently than all of the other malachos. That whereas all of the other malachos carry with it either a kares or a skila penalty if done intentionally, havara is only a lav. So if you are to kindle a fire on Shabbos, you would only be violating a lava prohibition device, but it carries no death penalty. And that's how the Torah singles it out from among all of the other malachos. Disanya, so the Gemara says the following. Disanya, I'm sorry. Disanya, Havara lelav yatzasa. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Teaches that Havara was single. See, what's that? Here's what everybody agrees with. Clearly Havara was singled out for some purpose, because we didn't need to single out Havara. We could have just left everything alone, komalacha lo sasa, and we'll learn that everything is aser. Why is Havara singled out? So comes along Rabbi Yossi and says, it's to teach you that whereas everything else, every other malacha carries either a kares or a skila penalty, Havara is only allowed. Rabbi Nassan omer lechalek yatzasa. Rabbi Nassan says, no, Havara is singled out to teach us individual liability for each and every malacha. That in the same way that Havara is reckoned independently, every malacha is reckoned independently. This seifo klei lechiluk malachos mecha dinaf klei l'Rabbi Yossi. But why don't we learn out the concept of chiluk malachos, that every malacha is separate and independent from where Rabbi Yossi learned it out? What did Rabbi Yossi say? This sanya, Rabbi Yossi, omer va'asa me'ach me'achos mehena. Listen to this. So Rabbi Yossi says, the pasuk says the following: Dabra b'nei Yisrael lemor nefesh kitechta. When some, I'm just reading through the whole pasuk. Nefesh kitechta b'shkaga mikol mitzvos asher lo sa'asena. So if a person will accidentally go ahead and violate mikol mitzvos from any of the mitzvos, Hashem asher lo te'asena va'asa me'achos mehena, and he will violate from one from among these. So the Gemara says, Va'asa me'achos mehena. Pamim shechayavim achos al kulon. Sometimes you are chayiv one time from many averos. Or pamim shechayavim al kol achos va'achos. And sometimes you are chayiv for each and every avera. Va'amar Rabbi Yossi, so we'll take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi points out, achos me'achos, havidei lemichtav uksiv me'achos. So what Rabbi Yossi is dashing is, the pasuk could have just said achos mehina, but it says me'achos mehina. So sometimes you could be chayiv multiple liabilities for multiple acts, and sometimes you're only going to be chayiv once for multiple events. So meaning that's where Rabbi Yossi understands this notion of that each malacha is reckoned independently. So the Gemara says the following: Va'amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. My time at Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says, Achos me'achos, heina me'heina, achos shehina, heina she'achos. So Rabbi Yosi the action is the following, because the truth is the pasuk could have just said achos, but instead it says me'achos. Similarly, could have just said heina, could have just said me'heina. So what do we see from here? Sometimes there's an achos shehina. Sometimes there's one liability for many different things. And sometimes there is a heina shi'achos. And sometimes there are multiple liabilities for independent actions. So the Gemara gives, let's give an example of this. Achos. Achos Shimon me'achos shein mishimon. So the Gemara says, for example, so Subichayev on Shabbos, if you wrote the name Shimon. But Me'achos teaches you that what? That even if you just wrote Shem Mishimon, right? Remember the halacha is that for Kosev, if you write two letters, you are Chayiv on Shabbos. So Me'achos means you're Chayiv for each individual malacha. Me'achos means what? That you could be Chayiv for part of a malacha as well. What's the example of a part of a malacha? If you just, instead of writing the whole Shimon, you just wrote Shem, Shin Mem. Not because shame is a meaningful word by itself either, but even just any two letters, you'd be chayv me'achos. You would be chayv because you didn't of the malacha. So shame yishimon. Hine, so the Gemara says the following. Shame yishimon. Hine, avos mehena, toldos achos shehiena. So the Gemara says, so for example, so we learn out from here that what? We learn out avos from mehena, and toldos, remember avos represent the primary categories of malachos. So toldos represent the offshoots of the avos, which are still aser midaraisa. So toldos achos shehena zodon shabbos v'shigigas malacha heina shi achos shigigas shabbos v'zodon malachos. So the Gemara says, for example, if you want the achos shehena, if you want the one act that results in multiple liabilities, that's Zodon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos. You know that it's Shabbos, but you don't know that the malacha is aser. And therefore what? You'll be chayav achatos for every av malacha. Heina shi'achos. What's the case of heina that only results in one liability? Shigigas Shabbos v'zodon malachos. A person doesn't know that it's Shabbos, but a person knows that what they're doing is a zodon malacha. Therefore they're only going to be chayav one carbon chatos. Ushmuel, and Shmuel says the following, Achos shiheina, veheina shi'achos lo mashmalei. Shmuel rejects this entire drasha. And Shmuel doesn't like the achos meheina, heina me'achos, but mostly what does come out for our purposes from this particular sugya is this, even though we don't darshan these achos meheina idea either, but we do darshan the lo seva'aru eish b'chomo shosechem yom ha'shabbos. What we do darshan is the idea of how do we know if the Torah just gives us a blanket statement of komalacha lo sasa, that you may not engage in malacha on Shabbos. How do we know this notion that every malacha is in fact is reckoned separately? So the way we learn that out is based on this idea of lo seva'aru eish b'chomo shosechem yom ha'shabbos. The fact that the Torah went ahead and specifically mentioned Havara, we say lechalek yatzasa. We reject the position of Rabbi Yosi. We accept the first position, lechalek yatzasa, that literally it came out to distinguish between each and every av malacha. Teaches that just like Havara is singled out, so too every malacha is treated separately, and therefore every av malacha that you violate brings with it a chiyuv for a karban chatos. Weiter. Boy mine Rava me Rav Nachman. So they asked, so Rava asked Chaim Kasher Rav Nachman, He'elam ze v'ze biyodo mahu. What if a person has he'elam? Rashi says, ze v'ze Shabbos u'malachos. Let's say a person doesn't know that it's Shabbos, and a person doesn't know anything about the malachos. So mamish, a person is totally clueless about anything to do with Shabbos or malachos. Alright, which of course seems to resemble to a certain degree, our first case in Mishnah, but we'll see why it's different. So Helam Zev Zebiado, so Amrle, Hare Helam Shabbos Biado, Ve'eno Chayiv Ela Achos. So on one hand you could say, well look, he doesn't know the essence of Shabbos. He doesn't know the essence of Shabbos, and therefore, first of all, take a look at Rashi just a moment. Mahu, I'm sorry, before we go on. Mahu, chayiv achas al kulon. Are you chayiv one chatas for everything you've done? Oh, I'll call achas va'achas. Or are you chayiv for each and everything? The kami boyle hadetani la'el, shagag bazeh, ubazeh, zeu shogi ga'omer betorah. Mahu lechiyuve chada, so the question now is, we know that it's shogeg. The question is, we're trying to figure out, what is the extent of your liability? Are you chayev just one chatos for everything? Or do we say, oh, you're chayev for each and every, you're chayev the carbon chatos, every malacha you've done. So this is finished Rashi. Rashi says, umimas nisin, da shokhech eker Shabbos, enu chayev ala achas, lo sham inale. So the reason why they're not bringing a raya from the Mishnah, because remember, the first case of Mishnah was what? Where a person didn't know Iker Shabbos. Because he says, De'ashecher Iker Shabbos chadosh, chadosh gogahi, v'chini boilei, bi'odei Iker Shabbos, ava amolochos halalu eini odei shasuros, v'od ne'ela minenu shayom Shabbos, di'ika le'misle shkaga akol molocho molocho. So we'll say, listen to this. The Gemara is introducing a new case. The case in the Mishnah of Shachach or He'elah Mimeno Iker Shabbos is a person didn't know about Shabbos. So a person didn't know about Shabbos, then the Mishnah says, they're only chayiv one carbon chatos even for years and years and years, however long the violation went on, because they didn't know. This case is different. This case is the person knows that it's Shabbos. I know about Shabbos, but I forgot that today is Shabbos. I forgot that today is Shabbos, and I forgot about Malachos. Alright, didn't know Malachos or Asr. So I'm shogging both regarding Shabbos and both regarding Malachos. And I both say, lest you say to yourself, come on, how could that ever happen? Remember, when people are living in isolated communities, you know, we take for granted that we live in a very different age. If I think about the days before everybody got 50 calendars in the mail, and, you know, people don't have apps for every single thing, a person doesn't necessarily even live in a community with his shul, with his mirror, anything else, a person loses track of time. A person could easily lose track of time. So again, I didn't realize it was Shabbos, I didn't realize that I'm doing malachos. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? So on one hand, we can say the following. Well, okay, I forgot about Shabbos. I forgot that today is Shabbos, and therefore, that essentially, it's one act of forgetfulness. And because it's one act of forgetfulness, I'm only chayiv once. I'm only chayiv one karban. The Rabbi said, What's the chap? The chap is like this. Why am I doing the malacha on Shabbos? Because I didn't know that it's Shabbos. Right? So yes, I'm a shogig vis-a-vis the malachas, and I'm a shogig vis-a-vis Shabbos, but my real shogig is what? What's going on over here? Too much stuff falling out. But the real... Okay. So now, the real shogig the Gemara wants to suggest is vis-a-vis Shabbos. That's really what I've forgotten. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, I only should be chayiv once. So the Gemara says, Adrabo. But I can make a different argument. That yes, I forgot that it's Shabbos, but I also forgot about all the malachos. And therefore what? I should be chayiv for each and every malacha. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi chazinon. Im yishum Shabbos kaparish, hare he'elam Shabbos v'yado, ve'eno chayiv ela achos. Ve'im yishum malacha kaparish, hare he'elam malachos v'yado, ve'chayiv akol achos v'achos. So we'll say Rav Ashi says something very interesting. You know what the test case is? If you were to tell him, it's Shabbos. Let's say tomorrow that it's Shabbos. So would he stop doing all of the malachos? Right? If you reminded him that it's Shabbos, would he cease and desist from all the malachos immediately? Or, even if you told him that it's Shabbos, would he still keep going ahead in what? Doing all the malachos, because he doesn't know about the malachos. In other words, what Rav Ashi is suggesting is, what would stop him from committing the malachos? If it's just the fact that he knows about Shabbos, then now we heard about Shabbos, so then what? Then it's clear that it's the forgetfulness of Shabbos. That's his issue, and therefore he's only chayiv once. But on the other hand, again, if you told him that it's Shabbos, but what? He's still committing the malachos, then that means that what? His shogeg is vis-a-vis the malachos, and therefore he'd be chayiv for each and every malacha. Amrali Ravina Ravashi. Klum parish mi Shabbos elim mishum malachos. Klum parish mi malachos elim mishum Shabbos. So Ravina says the same thing he said before in Amud Aleph. That's a very difficult distinction to make. To make a distinction between malacha and Shabbos. Anyone who's going to go ahead and, essentially they're one and the same. meaning if you stop because of Shabbos, it's because of Malachas, stop because of Malachas, because of Shabbos, meaning either way, Ravina is saying, don't separate out an awareness of Shabbos and an awareness of Malacha. Ella, Loshna. Therefore says Ravina, there is no distinction. Now what does that mean, no distinction? Rashi says, Ve'eno chayiv ella achos. Therefore Ravina says, Halacha l'maisa, in a case like this, you're going to be chayiv one carbon chatos. And that's what was said by the Rambam Paskins. That if you were shogeg vis-a-vis Shabbos and vis-a-vis Malachas, which literally means I just totally forgot that today is Shabbos, and therefore I ended up going out and committing multiple Malachos. Whether that means that I knew that Malachos were answer, didn't know Malachos were answer, it doesn't make a difference, says Ravini, only chayiv one carbon chatos for that entire period of forgetfulness. Says the Gemara, Tanan. Avos malachos arboim chasra achos. So we'll learn later on, the Mishnah says that there are 39 malachos. There are literally 40 minus 1 malachos. V'havinan ba, and we ask, minyan alamali, why do I need the number? Remember, we asked this yesterday, right? We're intelligent people. We could count the number of malachos in the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah have to give me the number? So minyan alamali, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan, shim asan kulon behelam echad. Because if you went ahead and you did all of them in one lapse of forgetfulness, so meaning I forgot about Shabbos, I forgot about the Malachos, whatever my Ha'elam is, I went ahead and I committed all of them. Chayiv al kol achas v'achos. I am chayiv for each and every Malacha that I have committed. So the Gemara says, 1 second. I amrit bishlam ha'elam zev zebiyado, chayiv al kol achas v'achos shabir. See, if you tell me that when it says I forgot, it means I forgot about Shabbos and I forgot about Malacha, then I understand why I'm chayv on every single Malacha. Eli amrit ha'elam Shabbos biyado, eino chayv ala achos. But if we're talking about a situation where what I've really forgotten is what? Is Shabbos. You also remember, when Ravina said before that you chayv one chatos, why did he say you chayv one chatos? Because what's the case? The case is where I forgot about Shabbos. So Ravina is going to say, whenever you forget about Shabbos, that's what we focus on. Therefore, we consider your liability to be capped at the fact you forgot about Shabbos. You did 50 malachos. Well, I can't do 50 malachos. But, you know, you could do 50 malachos. You're very good at one. Right? So I went ahead and I did multiple malachos. We don't look at that. What we looked at the fact is you forgot Shabbos. And it was your forgetfulness of Shabbos that caused your liability. Therefore, you bring one chatos. So now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the reason why the Mishnah gives us the number of malachos is to teach us the maximum number of chatos you can be chayiv on Shabbos. That if you violated all of the malachos in one hell, in one period of forgetfulness, you're chayiv 39 chatos. So how does that work? If you tell me that you forgot about Shabbos and you forgot about malachos, right? If Helam Shabbos Yod, excuse me. If you tell me, Yamrish Helam Zev Zebiyado, Chayv Al Achos Achos, Ela Yamrish Helam Shabbos Biyado, Eino Chayv Ela Achos. But if you tell me that you just forgot about Shabbos, then forgetting about Shabbos, by definition, caps your liability at one chatos. To which the Gemara says, Ela Achos, Eino, excuse me, Heichim Mishkachos, so where can you find a situation like this? Bezodon Shabbos Beshigigas Malachos. The case in the Mishnah would be chayiv for 39 different malachos would be in a case where you know that it's Shabbos, but you are shogeg vis-a-vis malachos. So, I know that it's Shabbos, but I don't know that the malachos are aser. So the Gemara says, Hanicha yisrav la k'rabi Yochanan do'amar kevan sheshagag b'kareis afa pi shehizid b'lav mishkachas lo diyode le Shabbos b'lav. So we'll say, what does it mean when a person is shogeg vis-a-vis all of the malachos? That when I don't know the malachos, what does it mean I'm a shogeg? So the Gemara says, it makes us according to Rabbi Yochanan. We had Rabbi Yochanan 2 days ago. That Rabbi Yochanan said 2 days ago, that's what? That the definition of shogeg could be that I know that I make a mistake vis-a-vis the punishment. That let's say, I think that the malacha on Shabbos is only punishable by a lav, when in reality it's punishable by a kares. So that could be a case of shogeg. And therefore, in that case of shogeg, where I know that it's Shabbos, I even know the malachos are usr, but my mistake is, I thought the malachos were only usr under the penalty of a lav. But it turns out that they're chayiv kares, so now I'm a shogeg, therefore I'm going to be chayiv achatos for every single malacha. Ela, yisrav lo krabi shim ben lakish. But if you like Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Shimon Lakish literally says that shogeg is as we normally understand shogeg. That I mamish did not know that's what. I did not know that it's Aser. So Rav Osai, then we go back, we asked this question 2 days ago also. If you really don't know that any malacha is Aser, then in reality, what do you know about Shabbos? How can that be called Shabbos awareness if you don't know about malacha? To which the Gemara, because we also know what the Gemara is really asking is, malacha, that is Shabbos, right? Having two challahs or making kiddush, those are parts of Shabbos, but that's not the identity of Shabbos. The identity of Shabbos is malacha. So the Gemara says, if I don't know malacha, then how do I possibly know Shabbos? To which the Gemara answers, and the same answer the Gemara gave before, the yadale b'tchumin va'aliba de Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says the answer is that I know about tchumin, I know about the concept of Shabbos tchum, and in accordance with the position of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva holds that tchumin are da'oraisa. So I might not know about malacha, but I know one biblical aspect of Shabbos, which is the concept of tchum. So also what comes out according to this particular case is that halacha lemaisa, well, the Gemara didn't come to any halacha lemaisa here, but we still accept the position of Ravina that in a case where there is halam Shabbos, in a case where a person mamish did not know about Shabbos, I forgot that the day is Shabbos. This is different because remember we now have two cases. Case number one is ne'alam imenu ikar Shabbos. If a person mamish doesn't know about the concept of Shabbos, then their liability is capped at what? One chatos for what? For multiple transgressions until they finally learn about Shabbos. Only one chatos. Case number two is, I know about Shabbos, but what? I forget about Iker Shabbos. Right? I forget that today is Shabbos. Then halacha lemaisa, under those circumstances, even if I committed multiple malachos, I'm only chayiv one chatos. Why? Because we assume that my entire forgetfulness is rooted in my forgetfulness of Shabbos, and therefore I'm only chayiv one chatos in that situation. So I'll stop over here.